Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Dean Richards at this time for entertainment news. And it looks like the Nick Reiner case is going to be delayed for a bit. Nothing will happen until after the 1st. Is that right,
yeah,
Dean?
Three weeks is when things will pick up again. Nick Reiner, the son of Michelle and Rob Reiner, appeared in court yesterday facing first-degree murder charges in the death of his parents. He was brought into the courtroom in shackles, and he had this special suicide prevention smock that he wore sitting behind a glass wall. He did not enter a plea yesterday. The arraignment was put off, and as we've said, for 3 weeks at his attorney's request. The LA medical examiner yesterday also confirmed that Rob and Michelle Reiner were stabbed to death in their home this past Sunday. And also yesterday, the couple's two other biological children, Jake and Romy. Romy was the one who found her parents in the home dead. Issued a statement that basically said, they are feeling unimaginable pain right now with the loss of their parents.
And the case goes on. Let's talk about the Academy Awards. And this sounds like a tipping point for what you would call the new channels or the streams or the way we watch TV now.
Well, you know, that's, if you look at the research, younger people are not watching conventional television as much as they are the internet and their phones and computers. That's where younger eyes are going now for almost everything, for entertainment, for news, for everything. And the Academy Awards, I guess, are trying to follow that trend to get a younger audience. They announced yesterday that starting in 2029, the Academy Awards will no longer be broadcast on regular television, but instead will be streaming live on YouTube. Not only the award show itself, but the red carpet coverage, the Oscar nomination announcements, the governor's awards, anything related to the Oscars will be on YouTube TV instead of regular TV. They say the Academy thinks there will be more global viewers and a younger audience there for them. Between now and 2029, though, you will be able to, 2029, you'll be able to still watch the Oscars on regular television on ABC, where it's been, you know, for decades. Now, you know, with this whole thing, I guess I don't understand completely why it couldn't be both. Why does it have to be one or the other? I mean, people, very definitely younger audiences are going online to watch things and less on conventional television. But why not have both? Traditionally, the audience for the Academy Awards is an older audience. I don't know if they think that, you know, the younger audience of today in 3 years will be that older audience that might be interested. I really don't completely understand why it has to be one or the other. I think it winds up being dollars. That basically YouTube outbid ABC for the rights to it's not even a broadcast of the show. It's a streaming of the Academy Awards starting in 2029.
Maybe the Academy also is thinking, well, this is a way for us to get younger folks into the movies. I don't know. And the way I understand it now, did I read something about how this, you won't have to be a YouTube subscriber to get it? We got a couple of years to figure this out,
right,
don't we?
Yeah. That'll be the next entertainment reporter's problem, too.
A different world is coming back. Where is this going to be shown?
It's going to be on Netflix, just like everything else. Just like the NFL game on Christmas Day, it's going to be on. Everything is moving to online. But they are going to be rebooting the 80s sitcom A Different World. And most of the original cast members are going to be back. Jasmine Guy, who was Whitley on the show, has signed on. Kadeem Hardison, who played her love interest and I believe husband. I believe they did get married. Dwayne Wayne. The actors who played Freddie and Ron Johnson are set to return. And the premise of this reboot is that Dwayne and Whitley's daughter is now going to Hillman College, where they all met. And she's got her own Hillman adventures that will be beginning. They'll start shooting this in February. And it's going to be premiering on good old Netflix.
Good old Netflix, yeah. And I guess James Cameron is at it again with Avatar, isn't he?
Yeah, it's going to be huge. It's going to be one of the biggest movies of the Christmas holiday. Avatar: Fire and Ash is the third installment in his technical wonderland, this world that he has created for Avatar. I'll give you, I've seen the movie and I liked it, and I'll give you my full review on it tomorrow. But this thing is, it's just amazing because, you know, they use what they call motion capture to create the villages, the jungles, the battles, and the characters themselves, who are all in blue. The characters headed up by Oscar winner Zoe Saldana and also Sam Worthington. They were on the red carpet of the world premiere along with director James Cameron. And here's a little of what they said. Yeah, that's Mrs. Cameron, who is on the red carpet, you know, because this has been such an involved project to shoot all of these movies, to have it all make sense. I will tell you right now, I mean, I'll give you the full review tomorrow, but technically, this blows your mind to see this world that has been created with all of this.
You know, these movies like Avatar that really are meant to be seen on a big, big screen,
yep.
That could be the saving grace for these theaters that are struggling now, and then the whole movie industry. We'll probably see more films like this, don't you think?
Yeah, technically, that's what directors want to do. They want to push the envelope like that, but the very welcome side effect of all of that is that the best way to see these movies are on as big a screen as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, I saw it on a 3D IMAX screen. This movie was shot for 3D IMAX. Now, you can see it in a regular theater if you want to, but to see it in 3D, it's really, really something special. And to see it on a big screen, it's not like those old Vincent Price movies from the 60s that, you know, that were 3D movies.
with the cardboard glasses.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, you do have to wear glasses. They're not I guess they can be cardboard. You do have to wear special glasses.
Yeah, I guess you do. But this could get people out of the house, that's for sure. I guess CBS is not done celebrating Everybody Loves Raymond's 30th anniversary. Anniversary yet, are they?
No, we reported when they did the other day that the first Everybody Loves Raymond 30th anniversary show was so successful ratings wise that CBS decided to do another one. They had plenty of extra footage, plenty of outtakes, plenty of interviews still to air, and that's going to be on this coming Monday. But we had the opportunity to talk with one of the stars of Everybody Loves Raymond, who we've had a really nice relationship with through the years when WGN was the rerun station for Everybody Loves Raymond. We went out and visited their show and talked with the whole cast many, many times. Patricia Heaton right now is part of one of the supporting actors in this new Amazon Prime Video movie that's called Merv, about a couple who's going through a separation, and it's having a bad effect on their dog. It's a sweet dog movie. So we talked not only about Merv, but we also got a little Raymond chat in at the same time.
Are you guys pretty satisfied with the quality of the kinds of movies that are out right now?
I think we're beginning to.
Yeah.
And you hit on something that I think is important. I think the world needs, and there's a definite market for this kind of storytelling.
Listen, You know, I like dark stuff. I'm a huge zombie fan.
Wow.
Yeah, oh, I love zombies. So, especially Korean zombie shows. I don't know why.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we also just need to be reminded of how much we have to be grateful for. You can take a nihilistic view or a positive view. I think realistically, we understand the world's a tough place. But we're here to, remedy that by our kindness towards each other, by our neighborliness, by our patience, and by trying to understand each other. So I think anything that helps promote that is important.
Tricia, and watching the 30th anniversary show, you all looked like you had such a nice time on that.
Well, you could see that, the whole crew came back for that reunion, and the fact that they were all invited by Phil and Ray. Yeah. And, we spent 9 glorious years together. We all had kids while we were on the show. We started that show with 2 kids. We left the show with 4
kids.
Same with Brad, same with Phil, same with Ray. A lot happened, and we really bonded. And Phil and Ray especially were very emotional during that. And to be on that set again was, it was a little bit Twilight Zone-y, but it was wonderful.
But it was lovely to see everyone.
Yeah.
Even having me, I only done, I did 3 episodes.
Yeah, playing our next door neighbor, Parker. Yeah.
And people weirdly still remember that.
Yeah.
The show had such, power.
Well, David, I think you were pivotal to the whole success of the series, to be honest.
So okay. Where'd you like me to send a check?
That's David Hunt, who is Patricia Heaton's real-life husband, who is also an actor, and he's also in this new movie, Merv, and apparently did 3 episodes of Everybody Loved Raymond. I got to be honest. I don't really remember him from watching the show, and I was a pretty big fan of the show.
And it's December 22nd for that part 2. If it gets people to watch CBS, watch out for parts 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dean.
See you tomorrow.